Welcome, everyone. On behalf of National Law Foundation, our topic today is planning for clients after OBA 2025, One Big Beautiful Bill Act, sometimes known as HR 1. I'm Steve Siegel. I'm your speaker for today. My plan in talking about this material is not to try to cover every aspect of the tax law, because one would need multiple hours to go over everything that was done. But I want to talk more about planning. I want to talk about where planning issues come into play so that when we talk to clients, we can have a good sense of some suggestions that might be helpful. And that's really the focus of what I want to cover in this discussion. So where do we start? We start by saying that people say, well, you didn't do much. Well, that's not true. A lot was done, but much of what was done was not to allow the law to change. As I'm sure most of you are aware, that the tax law was going to sunset. The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act was scheduled to sunset on December 31 of 25, and then laws that had been in place before the 17 Act were going to step in. That's why the law was scheduled to sunset. But what the law does, the OBA 2025 does, with respect to a lot of things, it says we're not going to change anything. And if we change it, we might make it a bit better, but we're not going to change the basic income tax issues that are out there. So as you'll see on this slide, the tax rates, the tax percentages, the tax brackets, nothing changed. And the 22 and 24% bracket will be adjusted for inflation, as will all the other brackets. And they're in the $100,000 to $400,000 range for married persons, half of that for single, which allows some planning. Because now that we know for the next few years the tax rates are going to stay where they've been, this is a good time to start thinking about realizing some income. Why am I saying that? Because, as we know, political will is such that the law can change with a new administration. So I tell people, I think we're very safe now from now until January of 2029, when the 28 election results will become realized in terms of a new administration. Maybe things will continue the way they are. Maybe they'll change dramatically. We don't know. But what we can say to clients, for now and until that election is determined, we know that we're not going to see higher income taxes. That's a pretty safe assumption. So things like exercising stock options, converting Roth IRAs, or converting to Roth IRAs become things for discussion. Don't have to be done tomorrow, but things for discussion. Why should the client wait until maybe the law does change in the future, when they'll be paying more income tax, when we know where we are now? So these are conversations that can begin now, and let's see where they go. Capital gain rates remain at 20% as the maximum rate. 0, 15, and 20 are the capital gain rates. Most people are either in the 0 rate at the low end or in the 15% rate. Only very high wealthy folks are in the 20% rate. But the advantage again here is a client thinking of selling something that may result in a long-term gain? We're safe for a while, for several years, that the law is not going to change. If you look at what the previous administration had suggested, at one point they were talking about raising the capital gain rate from 20 to 39.6%. That's not going to happen in the next few years. Will it happen in the future? Who knows? We can't predict. But what we can tell the clients is you have several years of opportunity, if you wish, to sell assets at a profit, and you know what the capital gain rate's going to be. The net investment income tax, the 3.8% tax, hasn't changed. Those numbers, the 250 married joint, 200,000 single, 125 married separately, are not indexed for inflation. So more people, as more income is realized, are going to be paying that tax. But again, they didn't raise it. So it's where it is. We can still make contributions to traditional IRAs, to Roth IRAs, to 401ks, and catch-up contributions are available. There are some special opportunities for people between ages 60 and 63 that become effective now. So there are opportunities here